This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on reforms and procedures of investigation and trial under Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita. The participants are Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma, Associate Professor at Rajiv Gandhi National University of Law, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor.
The Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, will soon replace the earlier Criminal Procedure Code, or CRPC 1973. To discuss the reforms in procedures of investigation and trial under this law, I am now joined by Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma, Associate Professor, Rajiv Gandhi National University of Law. Dr. Sharma, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Dr. Sharma, what are the provisions under the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, that differ from the Criminal Procedure Code, CRPC 1973?
Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita is a game-changing legislation. When I say it's a game-changing legislation, I mean that it has introduced drastic changes which will go a long way in ensuring justice, accountability, speedy justice and fairness. To begin with, one of the most important amendments which have been introduced, they pertain to use of audio, video, electronic means in the conduct of investigation, in the conduct of trial, and also in the delivery of judgment. All three criminal laws, be it Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, or Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam, they are emphasizing use of audio, video, electronic means, be it registration of FIR, be it submission of charge sheet by the police, be it witnesses, the examination of witnesses, the cross-examination of witnesses, the delivery of judgment, the production of the accused. So in all phases, what we are talking about is that we can make use of audio, video, electronic means. And first among them is recording of an FIR, as we all understand. It was very, very difficult for an ordinary Indian to get an FIR recorded. When he would approach the police station, He would be frightened by the scenes there. And many times he would not be heard. And he would be told, see, this no case is made out. You go back. So now what we have done is, we have made a provision that FIR can be recorded through electronic means, through online portals or through emails. So I think that will help an average Indian that he can have recourse to justice system, which hitherto he was afraid of using.
You speak about electronic filing of FIR, or rather the introduction of audiovisual means for various aspects of law, you know, be it the filing of FIR or other aspects. So how significant is this provision to bring our legal and investigative systems into the modern era with a focus on technology, especially, you know, when we talk about filing of FIR? There are so many things, you know, there is a jurisdiction of the various police stations that, you know, you cannot file your FIR in this particular police station because this is not under our jurisdiction. So how will the new law address all these things?
See, we already have CCTNS, that is Crime and Criminal Tracking Network System. So that can be made use of. Portal can be created. On that portal, person will log in using his mobile number. He'll get an OTP and he can register his grievances. So far as jurisdictional police station is concerned, now we have done away with this requirement. Prior to this Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, as we all understand, if a person is reporting to a particular police station, he was told that, see, we are not having the jurisdiction. You go to the jurisdictional police thana. Now we have made it mandatory that the police station, when he receives the information of commission of cognizable offense, he is bound to record FIR whether the area falls within his jurisdiction or it does not. So irrespective of the fact that the area is outside his jurisdiction, he will have to record zero FIR and then transfer it to the concerned police station. And see, electronic filing will help him. Because now once you have recorded it on the portal, this information cannot be deleted. And therefore it will bring in more transparency and it will make it easier for the people to approach the police station.
Apart from this very significant introduction in the new law, what are the other highlights of the new law in which vis-a-vis the old one?
One of the most significant, according to me, is the introduction of forensic evidence, or is the introduction of forensic examination of the crime scene. As we understand, forensic evidence is very, very important in investigations these days. We can find evidence of murder weapon, we can find evidence of DNA on the crime scene, we can find fingerprints, we can find blood samples, and even cyber forensics. We can see the location of whose mobile locations were present on the crime scene. But then earlier what was happening, that the investigator, the IO, the investigation officer, would approach the police station, the crime scene. He would enter the crime scene. Most of the investigators, they were not well trained, and therefore they would touch the objects with naked hands, and they would enter with their shoes on, and the crime scene would get contaminated. And we would not be in a position to pick up fingerprints, the blood samples, or even the clay samples. Now that we have made it mandatory that the whenever a serious offense is committed, that means offenses which involve punishment of 7 years and above, in those cases, it will be mandatory for the investigation officer to call a forensic expert to the crime scene, and that forensic expert will collect the forensic evidence. Using his expertise, he will see the fingerprints, the clay or the DNA samples, the blood samples, and other materials on the crime scene. He will collect them. Not only that, it is made mandatory to collect these forensic evidence from a date to be notified by the state government within 5 years, but also the entire crime scene is required to be videographed. And that videography, that recording is required to be sent to the court which having the power to take cognizance. So I think that is a very, very important amendment introduced by Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita.
The legal process, due to various reasons, often drags for years on end. And as the saying goes, justice delayed is justice denied. How has the new law addressed this very important aspect?
Yes, you are absolutely right. Disposal of cases in Indian courts has been taking unusually long amount of time. And the Supreme Court of India has, in a number of cases, held that right to speedy trial is a fundamental right of the accused. But then, how do we effectuate this right? There was no provision in the previous Criminal Procedure Code of 1973, which would effectively implement this right. Now what we have done, in the entire Criminal Procedure Code, or the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita, you'll find we have fixed timelines for each stage. Now we have fixed that, fine, if you want to file an application for discharge, you have to file it within 30 days. If the court has to deliver the judgment, from the date when the arguments are concluded, court must deliver the judgment within 45 days. If you want to conduct preliminary inquiry, it has to be completed within 14 days. If you want to conduct further investigation, it has to be conducted within 90 days. So for each stage, now we have fixed the timelines that this process, this act has to be completed within this time frame. And that, I believe, will go a long way in ensuring that the cases are disposed of as expeditiously as possible.
Witness protection scheme has also been introduced in the BNSS 2023. Can you elaborate on this provision and its significance?
Yes, this is again, in 2018, we did came up with witness protection schemes, but that witness protection scheme did not have any legal teeth. Now, we understand that in many high-profile cases, witnesses turn hostile because they are afraid of the accused or they are afraid of the power which is possessed by the accused. And therefore, it is important that the witnesses are afforded protection and they are encouraged to come forward and give their testimonies in court. As we understand, witnesses, eyes and ears of the court. So it is very, very important that we give them confidence that they are safe. And it is with this aspect that we have introduced witness protection scheme way back in 2018. But as I said, this scheme did not have a legal backing. Now in Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita, we have made it mandatory for all states that you enact your witness protection schemes and bring it on board, so that the witnesses are protected and they are encouraged to help the court in delivering the justice.
Under the new law, the meaning of bail has been simplified and there have been other provisions that have been introduced with regard to the bail procedure when the victim, or I beg your pardon, when a person is granted bail. Can you elaborate on those?
Yes, I would say that the bail provisions have been liberalized. See, we have been saying this, that bail and not jail is the rule. Till the person is convicted, he is to be presumed as innocent. And therefore, keeping a person in jail for a large period of time without the matter being tried, without him being convicted, that is antithetical to human rights. And that is where the jurisprudence has been there, that bail and not jail, that is the general rule. And therefore, if we see, now we have reasons. For example, if we see Section 479 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, we have liberalized the bailable reason. That if a person is in jail for one third of the maximum period prescribed as punishment, then he should be released on bail. What are we waiting for? Why should we keep him in jail? And therefore, there is a need to decongest the prisons, and also there is a need to effectuate human rights. And that is why we have liberalized the provision that first-time offenders, they will be released on bail if they have undergone one-third of the maximum period prescribed as punishment. So far, habitual offenders are concerned, in their cases, we have said if there are more than one case pending against them, then of course we want to be a little stringent with them. But otherwise, we are in the process of liberalizing the bail provision.
How does the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, you know, what does it say about the investigation process that the law enforcement agencies carry out? What are the changes or what are the new things that have been introduced so far as investigation is concerned?
See, the first important change would be preliminary inquiry. We didn't have any clear provision in the Code of Criminal Procedure of 1973 pertaining to preliminary inquiry. Yes, there were judgments on either side. One side of the judgment said you can conduct, other side said no. When the police officer receives information about a cognizable offense, he is bound to record FIR. Now we have specifically included a provision that if the offense is punishable with imprisonment from 3 years, more than 3 years, but up to 7 years, then the police officer can, with the permission of their higher authorities, not below the rank of DSP, he can conduct a preliminary inquiry. But then we have said this preliminary inquiry is required to be completed within 14 days. So that is one important change. Second important change, as I said, use of this audio-video electronic means. Because now if we see search, now we have said the search procedure, it is required to be videographed. If we talk about crime scene, we have said a crime scene, the forensic examination of the crime scene, and that is required to be videographed. So that is another important change so far as the investigation is concerned. And thirdly, what was happening was that if we have submitted the charge sheet in the court and thereafter we need further investigation, now for that also the time period has been fixed.
Right.
And of course, one more change which I would like to point out here is that victim is required to be informed within 90 days by the investigation officer as to the progress made in the case. Earlier, the victim was an ignored stakeholder in the criminal justice system.
The law, by its very nomenclature, is about the security of the citizens, right? It says Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. What are the provisions in BNSS to ensure that the legal rights of the innocent, the complainant and the victim are protected?
There are various provisions. One of them, I have just told you, that number one, when he is going to the police station to record an FIR, he is to be supplied with copy of FIR free of cost. Secondly, as I told you, that within 90 days, IO has to inform him either verbally or writing or through electronically that what is the progress made in the case which he has initiated. And if the prosecution wishes to withdraw from prosecution, they believe that this case should not go forward, again, the victim is required to be given an opportunity of being heard. We have already provided a right to the victim that he can file an appeal. So he has got a right to appeal also. So we have provided some basic rights to the victim apart from that he can also claim compensation if he has sustained an injury. So we have since 2009 adopted what we call as victim-centric approach. I would also like to reiterate here that speedy trial is also one of the rights of the victim. Because victim is interested not in prolonging the matter, but he wants that justice be delivered as expeditiously as possible. And therefore, fixing of timeline for various stages is also, I would say, a victim-centered provision.
Dr. Sharma, thank you so much for speaking to us on this very important issue.
Thank you, ma'am.
You were listening to a discussion on reforms in procedures of investigation and trial under Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. The participants were Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma, Associate Professor at Rajiv Gandhi National University of Law, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.